This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Milwaukee Brewers star player and former National League Most Valuable Player Ryan Braun has been suspended by Major League Baseball for the rest of this season for violating the league's rules on performance-enhancing drugs. Braun issued a statement after the 65-game suspension was announced, apologizing for the mistakes he made, but not specifically admitting that he used PEDs. Braun had long denied using such drugs, and a previous suspension had been overturned on a technicality related to the handling of a urine sample. Howie Magner writes about sports for Milwaukee Magazine's website, and he's senior editor at the magazine. He's also our sports contributor, and he joins us by phone this morning. Good morning. Nice to speak with you.
It's always a pleasure to be here, Mitch.
So Ryan Braun is lost for the rest of the season. He's admitted to mistakes, but not specifically to using performance-enhancing drugs. What do you make of the significance of the 65-game suspension and what Braun actually said in his statement?
Well, I do think that if the Brewers were going to have their best player be suspended for 65 games, that this was certainly the season for it to happen. Because, frankly, everything that could have gone wrong in this season has gone wrong in this season. So if you're looking for a positive aspect from a Brewers fan's perspective, I think that's about as close as you're going to get to it. As far as the statement itself, it was kind of one of those non-apology apologies that has become something of the norm as we've seen the whole performance-enhancing drug era play out in baseball and in other sports. I suppose on a certain level, you can understand why that's the case. There's a lot of talk that once a player admits to doing performance-enhancing drugs, then perhaps he opens himself up to some other form of legal retaliation or something like that. So I think there's been a history of being purposely vague when you're apologizing in cases like this as to what you're apologizing about. That's not going to go over too well with Brewers fans.
Do you think it's incumbent on Ryan Braun to say something additionally to Brewers fans and baseball fans in general?
If he wants to be forgiven entirely, then absolutely. I think one of the biggest things that Brewers fans are holding against him now and will continue to hold against him in the future, while the actual doing of the drugs is certainly bad in many of their eyes, but it's the lying about it that is really the crux of the issue for fans, I think. Because and not just for fans, but I would imagine for teammates and people in the media and people in the organization, there's a whole slew of people who damaged their credibility by trying to reinforce Braun's credibility. And so until he gives people a place to start fresh from, then it's hard to offer him a fresh start. I just think that he really has to come clean and stop hiding behind, you know, half statements and things of that nature, because if he continues to do that, in a way, he's just perpetuating what a lot of people believe were lies in the first place. And frankly, here's the thing. You're right, Mitch. He has not admitted to doing the performance-enhancing drugs. It was conspicuously absent in his statement, and frankly, it was pretty vague in the statement that baseball put out. But I think there's a tacit understanding that everybody understands that this is what he's apologizing for. Well, then we need more details about that type of thing. How long did it go on? Where did he get them? Why was he so adamant? Why did he throw so many people under the bus while he was defending himself? And I think until those answers come out, until there's more of a full story told, then it's going to be really hard for Brewers fans to forgive him.
Do you think, does this taint everything Ryan Braun has accomplished in a Brewers uniform, or do we not know enough to make that blanket statement?
Well, certainly being suspended for a performance-enhancing drug violation, or at least a violation of the league's drug agreement, automatically taints you, because at the heart of that matter, it's branding you a cheater. And so if you cheated to accomplish your statistics, your performance, your awards, the wins that you helped the team to, then yeah, it's tainted on a certain level. Now, do you want to hedge it a little bit and say, well, he's not the only one cheating? And I saw stories where there were some people on the Diamondbacks, the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, who wondered if they were cheated out of their playoff victory back in 2011. Well, okay, if you can show that there was nobody on the Arizona Diamondbacks who cheated, then maybe you have a case. But, you know, all of that is really kind of secondary. If you're just getting to the heart of, did Ryan Braun, are Ryan Braun's accolades tainted? I think the very simple answer is yes. Are the Brewers' accolades tainted? Probably, yeah, as well, on a slightly lesser level. That doesn't denigrate the performances of the players who haven't, you know, admitted to anything or haven't been implicated in the whole performance-enhancing drug arena. But as a whole, you wonder, would the Brewers have been able to accomplish everything that they had done had Ryan Braun not been there? And that's probably not a likely scenario. And so I think you have to look at the accomplishments of the team through the same lens that you look at the accomplishments of Ryan Braun.
Well, and along those lines, if your manager Ron Renicki or general manager Doug Melvin or owner Mark Attanasio, how do you view this news?
With disappointment. I mean, really, I don't know that there's any other way to do it. Probably disappointment with a heavy dose of anger, because on several levels, You were tacitly assisting in the story. You were defending him. You were saying that you supported him through all these allegations. And now, if this is to be believed, and you know, I understand that it's got to be hard from their perspective to come to terms with this, because they did spend so long defending him, and now you've got to do a 180, and instead of believing the story of Ryan Braun, you've got to believe the story of the people who were attacking him. Even last night in the Brewers clubhouse, some players still hadn't come around on that. Yovani Gallardo, the Brewers star pitcher, was asked very specifically if he believed that Ryan Braun used performance-enhancing drugs, and he still said no. He did not believe that. So you got the sense that there is still a level of hope on behalf of at least some people within the organization that there's a better explanation for this than the one that says that Ryan Braun cheated. And I guess if you go back to the old line that, hey, he hasn't admitted doing anything yet, then I suppose that still gives you a sliver of hope. But the other thing that you heard from the clubhouse a lot was, it is what it is, and he's a great guy, and we forgive him, and it's time to move forward.
But is it all behind the Brewers? I mean, is there a long-term financial aspect to this? I mean, they're going to save on the rest of Ryan Braun's contract this year, I believe, but, you know, they still have a lot of money tied up with him through 2020. Do they hang on to Ryan Braun through thick and thin after the suspension is done?
I find it hard to believe that they're going to trade Ryan Braun next year. Or in the off season, for the simple point that it's going to be really hard to get anything close to value for Ryan Braun, because there are going to be a lot of other question marks from a lot of other teams out there about him. So I think it's unlikely that you're going to see an immediate trade. But you do bring up a good point, Mitch. The Brewers gave him that big contract extension based upon his level of performance, you know, while he may have been using performance-enhancing drugs. We still don't know the timeline of when all of this was, but let's assume for a second that he you know, some of those numbers came while he was using performance-enhancing drugs. Well, then their question is, okay, let's assume that he's going to be clean going forward. Is he still going to produce numbers on the level that is deserving of the type of contract that we're giving him? You, I suppose, would hope that Ryan Braun will still be an all-star caliber player going forward, but at this point, you just don't know. And so that really matters to a franchise that doesn't have, you know, a whole lot of payroll flexibility and can't just, you know, be like the New York Yankees, and if something doesn't work out, they cut their losses. The Brewers need to be really efficient with their payroll. And if Ryan Braun can't perform up to the level of a $15, $18, $20 million player, then it could cause problems for the Brewers down the line. As far as other financial aspects, look, the Brewers are so dependent on getting people out to Miller Park to help support that big payroll. They get so much revenue from the 3 million fans that come through the gates. But, you know, other teams rely a lot more on the television contract to help bolster the payroll. For the Brewers, it's really all about attendance. And it's going to be really interesting to see if the whole Braun saga has an impact at the gate. And if it does, then that's another level of a financial hit that the Brewers have to worry about. So there are still a lot of dominoes to fall here. And it's going to be really interesting to see how it plays out over the next 6 months, even next year, to see just how long the fallout stays with the team.
One last question for you. You had been one of the writers that had cautioned people not to be quick to judge Braun in the absence of hard evidence in months and years past. Do you feel burned by him?
I don't feel burned by him necessarily. I always kind of take the wait until this whole story comes out before making a judgment. It's kind of a general philosophy. So it wasn't necessarily something that I reserved for Ryan Braun. It's just kind of a general approach. Frankly, I still want to see the evidence. I still want to see what's out there, because all we know now is we're assuming that Major League Baseball has all this evidence. But if I, you know, what I don't like is being lied to. And if you're asking me, am I offended or upset that Braun lied about these things? Then yeah, I think that you want the people that you write about, that you work with, to be genuine. And there doesn't seem to be a level of genuineness with Ryan Braun that you might have thought was there before all this new information came to light. So do I personally feel burned by him? Not necessarily. Look, I wasn't naive enough to think that it couldn't have been the case. I just thought that you really did want to see the whole story play out before you jump to any conclusions. Well, look, now we've seen a really good portion of the story play out, and now we know that Ryan Braun was not portraying himself as in light of the full facts. And now you can make the judgment. Now I don't worry about the rush to judgment anymore. I think we're all pretty safe in saying Ryan Braun did something wrong. He deserves to pay for it. He will pay for it. And the story going forward is, how is he going to repair his image? How are the Brewers going to recover from this?
Howie, thanks.
Thanks, Mitch. Take care.
Howie Magner writes the online Sports Nut column for Milwaukee Magazine, and he's senior editor of the magazine. He's also our regular sports contributor, and he joined us to talk about the news that Brewers slugger Ryan Braun has been suspended for the rest of the season for violating Major League Baseball's policy on performance-enhancing drugs. We'll take a quick break now, and in just a moment, a bunch of girls, guitars, drums, and a summer camp mix in Milwaukee this summer. We'll find out about the first Girls Rock Milwaukee when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.